您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Wuhan University has received its largest ever donation in foreign currency of $2 million from an alumnus. I bet you lots of universities are wrestling with the idea, how can they get the alumni to open their wallets further? 不久前，武汉大学迎来最大的一笔外币捐赠，该校校友于刚杰夫人为母校捐赠了$2,000,000设立奖学金。以此可见，维系好校友关系是非常重要的。很多大学可能都在想，怎么能让校友们更加踊跃的捐款呢？ So, would you guys just give me in bare bones what is going on with the story?
So people seem to have this strange, feel this strange connection to the institution that educated them, which I don't understand. Why would they want to give money to the place where they actually gave them a lot of money? You know, why would they want to give them even more money years after they've left? I find it a very strange concept.
Well, when you look at the amount of donation that Harvard, Yale, and a lot of these top universities get, it is astounding. It's billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And why do people want to do that?
Well, I really want to say that because we do see differences when it comes to the educational systems between Western countries and China, right? So most of the schools, universities, or colleges here in China are publicly funded. And then the main source of revenue or the main source of subsidy comes from the governments of both central level and local levels, not like in the States. But I think, you know, now why so many school authorities want more sort of endowment or donation from the alumni, I think for one thing they want to show off. There's sort of a competition between the universities.
And actually that's fair enough, and I think that's very good for their marketing of themselves. If they've had a famous scientist, you know, that's won the Nobel Prize, that was educated by them, why not? That is a success for them. They should take credit. I agree with that. But I just don't understand why graduates are so keen to continue any association with the place that educated them. Now, normally it's out of self-interest. Let me give you some examples. For example, we've got a donation here from John Paulson, the billionaire money manager behind Paulson & Co. He graduated from Harvard Business School. And he is going to be giving them a load of money. In return, it's going to be, or a building is going to be renamed the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. So, you know, it's an ego trip for them. They're getting their name put on a building at the university. They are doing it, I would say, for reasons of personal gratification and ego. I mean, the less famous people that make a donation to their university because they think it benefited me, I want it to benefit someone else. Most people are happy to do it anonymously and in private, which is, I think, how donations should be given, not with a sort of implied demand that you want to have your name put on the building just because you've given them a load of money.
Yeah, I think that's a matter of personal choice.
I think it shows a lack of class and dignity, personally.
All right, I think that part I kind of agree with you, and it's incredibly crass to demand your name to be put on the building or, you know, whatever gate, and sometimes, yeah, I can see that side of things. But in China, I think when we talk about these donations, it's more or less a novel thing that you don't really see that 20 years ago as much, but now I think maybe people are more aware of it and people are talking about you know, how can you return the gratitude if you have gotten it from your old school.
That's what I don't understand, though. Returning what gratitude? People pay a fortune to go to universities. If there's gratitude to be repaid, which in the case, for example, of one or two of my teachers at school, I owe my entire career to them because they encouraged me outside school time. Actually, it wasn't part of their job. But those are the individuals that have encouraged us along the way. Yeah, they are worthy of gratitude. But gratitude for the institution itself, I don't understand it.
No, I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with those sort of donations.
Mm.
Why? Because I think, for one thing, probably they want to... Well, for one thing, definitely I agree that they want to show their gratitude to the institutions that trained them to be today's who they are. And there are so many business tycoons and business leaders in the world.
Mm.
For one, it's about the corporate. It's about the social responsibility. They want to make social impact. The money, they can grant the money as scholarships, for example, and they can help construction of the infrastructure in the build in this.
Yes, I'm not criticizing that. Actually, I think giving scholarships and setting those things up, it is a form of vanity, but it's a very positive form of vanity because other people are actually benefiting from it. But I think the notion of thanking the university, personally, when I did all the work, for my degree, and I was taught by people that were very devoted to teaching us as well, but even probably most of them aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, why don't we give them the money instead of the institution where they don't even work there anymore?
Yeah, give them a big fat home bow or something, a red envelope, something like that.
Seems kind of crazy,
yeah,
but scholarship's a very good idea,
yeah,
I agree.
I think, Mark, the kind of view you hold is surprisingly in line with what a lot of Chinese people think, because often these days in Chinese universities, there's a lack of emotional bond or connection with that institution that you're studying at. And now, I think a lot of people are talking about, you know, with those four precious years, how to make it more useful, how can you connect with the institution maybe a little bit more?
I mean, I don't go to the supermarket, buy a packet of peanuts, enjoy it at home, and then send a donation to the supermarket for doing their job, do I? You know, it's the university's job to educate you if you've paid them a ton of money to do it. I don't see why people are so fawning over them and so grateful that they want to donate money to them.
The thing is that if you have become billionaires like Jack Ma or like Pan Shiyi, your perception will be changed completely.
Well, and so would yours if I mentioned Bill Gates, who was a university dropout. So, you know, people succeed through their own merit and not because the university does anything beyond what it's expected to do. Do you see what I mean? I mean, in the case of Bill Gates, he was a university dropout, became very successful. The people that you mentioned succeeded through their own merit. I mean, if the university was as effective as you're suggesting, everyone that went there would become a billionaire. They don't, because people do it through their own merit, using the tools and using the lessons that they've paid for. I don't see any difference between a university and a supermarket. You buy a product, you expect it to be a good quality product, and that's the end of the transaction as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if everything was just so cold and rational, like Mark is saying, I wouldn't like that. I would hate to live in a cold world like that. And I think with universities, what Chinese universities often is providing that transaction. And that's not enough for people. That wouldn't make people want to be more attached or donate in the future. And I think for those who actually have made a lot of big donations, partially maybe vanity reasons, but also some people have found something very special during their experience in a university, and they want to do something good for their future students, alumni in that university.
But surely the special thing is the people you meet there and the teachers that you have there who then go on to leave and retire, or the people you were there with left when you did, or a couple of years later. So I don't see how expressing your gratitude towards an institution is the right thing to be doing, when really you should be keeping up with your friends and relationships that you made at university, and maybe track down your professors on social media and thank them personally for teaching you, because they probably don't even work there anymore. So why are you sending money to the university?
Well, that's definitely a good point. I think we should be very thankful for those professors who have taught you when you were in the institution.
Mm.
However, another perspective for me is that it's really about why. I'm pondering over the question that why so many schools are crying out for money, right? Because in China, we don't have the alumni culture like they're in the United States.
Mm.
We don't have the social bondings even. After graduation, I graduated, fortunately, from the least Wuhan University as well myself. I got 2 bachelor's degrees from there. And then the thing is that I haven't got any emails or any greeting letters from the Alumni Association. I don't even know the existence the association there. So I think if you want to solicit some investment or money or donations from alumni, at least you have to show your gesture. Be nice to your alumni, and then you can organize some social activities,
well,
and bond them together,
or just write a letter to the government saying we need more funding rather than begging from former students. I think it's kind of disgraceful.
Yeah, and it's all up to you to decide whether you want to give money to your alma mater or not.
But they shouldn't be
criticizing you or pushing you. That is up to you.
But they shouldn't be emailing you begging for money. Come on.
Well, if you sign up for the newsletter, then bear with it. And there is this listener who's got 2 question marks as his name. I suspect it's a him. And saying that, I can't agree with you more, Mark. And can you please be more specific so, Mark will be more happy to know what exactly point do you actually agree with.
No, they just mean with everything I say.
I doubt that is
the case. It shows it's a patriarchal society that you assume that 2 question marks is male.
No, it's because of his profile photo.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let's move on.